This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even if the shopping season is winding down, the 2024 campaign season is just ramping up. Candidates and PACs and super PACs have been raising money for months already, and in some cases, already spending it. That money is part of a projected $10.2 billion likely going into the 2024 race. So to check on what's happening on the campaign finance side of things, we've got Sheila Krumholtz, the executive director of Open Secrets, which tracks money in politics. Sheila, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We are firmly in election season now. So what are some of the spending trends that you've been noticing so far?
Well, it's interesting. Total outside spending is surprisingly high for this point in the cycle. We're already at nearly $230 million. That's more than twice the previous record through this point in the cycle, which was back in 2016. But it's more than five times as much as was spent by this point in the last presidential cycle in 2020. Of course, usual inflation caveats apply.
So when you say outside spending, what are you talking about?
Super PACs in particular, but it can also be politically active nonprofits. It can be shell corporations spending independently. So this is money not spent by the candidates or by political committees that report to the FEC other than super PACs, these independent expenditure-only committees. They are supposed to be independent. This is not necessarily the case, but that is the law.
No. You mean that there's coordination, possibly?
You know, I think if there is coordination, they're just being sloppy because it's so easy for a candidate to telegraph their intent and have outside groups not break the law, not do anything illegal, but kind of pick up the baton. These outside groups really, especially super PACs that are single candidate super PACs, really are just an extension of the campaigns at this point.
We saw progressive candidates shift to sort of emphasizing smaller donations almost as far back as 2016, and conservative candidates have been doing the same in more recent cycle. What's the balance between these small and large dollar donors nowadays?
Small dollar donors are making up a huge portion of the donations and a growing portion with each election cycle. Unfortunately, a lot of the money is going through these joint fundraising committees that are raising money for the candidates, but also for the parties and other committees, including national and state level party committees. But we know based on each past election cycle that the percentage coming from small donors is growing with each passing cycle.
A report from Ad Impact predicted that the 2024 cycle will be the most expensive campaign ever. And I wonder how that lines up with what you're seeing so far.
It's still very early at this point. We won't get the year-end filings until January 31st of next year. But if trends hold with what we're seeing in outside spending, we're easily on record setting outside spending pace, in which case those predictions of record-breaking political ad spending seem totally reasonable to me.
Where are these campaigns and PACs and super PACs and these outside groups, where are they spending their money and how are they spending it?
Well, typically at this point in the cycle, the outside groups are running advertising to present the candidates, the presidential candidates in particular in this case, to the American public to, in many cases, introduce them. And of course, we don't really know where a lot of the money is coming from because, of course, they don't want to expose where the money's coming from. It might conflict with the campaign's messaging.
So overall, how do you expect the money side of this election cycle to look different from campaigns of the past?
In campaign finance and in regulation of campaign finance, it's always been kind of a cat and mouse game. Two steps forward, one step back. So as technology offers new options for campaigns to get around some of the limitations of our campaign finance regulations, I'm sure that we'll continue to see creative developments, innovations in campaigning and electioneering. And, it'll be up to the press, the public, and policymakers to figure out where to draw the line and to stay on top of those trends.
Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of Open Secrets. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.